It was pretty close, wasn't it?
Well, you know, you don't go into an election thinking it's going to be walkover.
Right.
So, well, I mean, I didn't go...
It has been walkover territory here in the past.
Well, no, but you know, when you talk about the margins of 200 and so on, we lost a seat in St. Mary Park by 18 votes. We lost another one in Earlsfield by something like 120 votes. So, in a sense, you can always find the election results are a bit like that.
OK, and... you must have found it tougher going than you have done. Let's just put it like that, on the doorstep. And why is that? Is there a Brexit factor? Is there a general perception that this Conservative Party doesn't speak to the big sort of liberal metropolises?
But the real big challenge we faced was that virtually everyone who was anyone in the Labour Party, nationally, regionally, locally, was here. There were kind of large numbers of people decamping at Clapham Junction Station, fanning out across Wandsworth. And what did they achieve? Nothing. They did not take the council that they had
set. They won seven seats.
Well, you know, getting close is not winning. you know that. Getting close is not winning. And that and they set their heart on winning. They had been parading their ambitions for Westminster and Wandsworth particularly, and Barnet. And they failed in each one of those. And so, you know, I think that has got to be seen in the context of what they promised and what they failed to achieve.
Was this about Brexit or bins?
Well, it was definitely about bins, because Wandsworth's message has been for 40 years relentlessly a local message. It is about what we can do for you and what do you want us to do for you. We can collect bins, we can pave roads, we can fill potholes. We cannot negotiate in Brussels. And people know that difference, and they voted for bin collections, potholes, affordable housing, investment in schools, in libraries and all of that.